2014 for us, there was a lot of first-time topics we had never covered before. We're starting 2015 with a brand new topic we've never covered before, making your own home gym.
How do you do that? We have built a few gyms for some clients, but they were pretty ambitious, pretty large, pretty pricey. But maybe you don't have that kind of a budget or that kind of spare room. But you've got a little spare something right around the belt line that you'd like to work on. Well, let's talk about what we might be able to do for you in and under your existing roof that might be of benefit for your health and your disposition, as well as your general outlook on life. And I've invited my daughter. I don't know, Katie, I don't know that you have been on our show before, have you? Turn your mic.
Hang on. That's a no.
That's a no. That's a no. Microphone button. Yeah, you're on. You're good. Have you, Katie Stumbo?
Yes.
Have you been on? You've been on once or twice. When Bruce came home from Afghanistan, we had y'all on.
I think you had us call in about that.
Yeah.
But that's been a couple of years.
Oh, that's been a long time ago. So Katie is a personal trainer, and she's currently studying kinesiology at Grand Canyon University. And
that's a word.
That's a word.
It is a real word.
It's a real word.
Say it again.
Kinesiology.
Uh-huh. And what is that?
It's the study of muscle movement.
Oh.
As it relates to the human body.
And for those of you that are regular listeners of the spasms.
I'm studying spasms.
Totally.
Know that we have an annual trek across the Grand Canyon that we hike. One day we'll go from the South Rim to the North Rim. We spend the night. And then the next day we get up and go North Rim back to the South Rim. We have a nice dinner at El Tovar. And then we jump on the bus and head home. This is a trip that's been put together and organized by Barb Postorino for I don't know how many years. And I don't know how we got so fortunate to end up being on the invite list. I've been able to make it, I think, 3 or 4 times. But Katie, I think... If people always want to know what qualifies you to tell me how to control my life or get in better shape, I think you have the fastest time or nearly the fastest time.
You know what? That for the group, that was true until I invited my friend.
Yeah.
Who does Ironmans.
Uh-huh.
She beat me by a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit.
So how long did it take you to cross the Grand Canyon?
Under 6 hours.
Yeah.
From south to north.
I'm happy when I can do it in 9. 9 hours is like my benchmark.
Now,
when I do it in, it's 23 miles. When I do 9, I'm happy. Under 6.
Under 6.
Smoking. And then the next day, you helped me come back, and I really weighed you down. You stayed right with me, and we did it together. I appreciate that.
Well, you know, it comes with my training. I'm there to encourage. I'm a cheerleader. I'm a glorified cheerleader.
So we have a lot of homeowners that maybe over the course of this holiday or the course of 2014 have kind of let down on their willpower or have, you know, starting in October, you start putting treats out that are just out and available in your line of sight, within your grasp of reach, constantly working on your psyche. And it is an unusual. I think I've heard that the average person will gain 5 to 7 pounds.
Easily?
Is it that high?
That statistic is probably about 10 years old.
Yeah.
Currently, it's probably about 10 pounds that people put on since October.
Incredible. Okay, so we talk about New Year's resolutions, and we're talking about what, and there's so much confusing information out there. I mean, if you just listen to the radio or read the newspaper, everyone's got an answer for you. And I go back to the days of Jack LaLanne. Do you even know who Jack LaLanne is?
Vaguely. I think I've seen a picture.
The old Jack LaLanne home, you know, you turn the TV on in black and white. You were there, you know, doing all the calisthenics with him.
I loved him as a young kid.
Yeah?
He just very genuine person. He was really cutting edge. And they say that he was the first one to invent some of the resistance machines, and his principles are still used today. I mean, we make fun of him now, but he knew what he was doing.
Well, I don't want to make it sound like I'm making fun of Jack LaLanne, because I always did respect him. If I'm going to make fun of any health guru, it's going to be Richard Simmons. Now, why would you look at Richard Simmons and say, you know, you could look at Jack LaLanne in his leotards and he'd say, you know, he looks pretty good. He looks pretty good. Now, you've got this little scrawny kid in ridiculous outfits with his hairband on. I guess the women, he made it fun.
I think he made it fun. One, he made it fun. And who wouldn't jump at any chance to wear any of his outfits? Totally. But what draws people to him outside of his enormous personality is the fact that he did make the changes in his own life. He did drop 100 pounds.
Oh, he did?
He dropped 100 pounds back. It was either late 60s, early 70s. And you're going to appreciate this. He was a pecan praline salesman in the French Quarter of New Orleans before he was a fitness guru.
That explains a lot I didn't know about.
Yeah, two or three po' boys for lunch, a half a dozen pralines, a little etouffee for dinner.
It'll come on fast.
A bag full of beignets in the morning. Yeah, I could see. I want someone to Google me Richard Simmons pecan salesman NOLA. I want to see what he looked like before he started losing weight.
But as much as I searched, I could not find a picture of it. It's in his bio.
You think it's scrubbed?
I think the big pictures of him are scrubbed.
Okay, so you've got Jack LaLanne. You've got Richard Simmons. You've got this guy, Tybo, was real big for a long time. Mm-hmm. Who's that?
Billy Blanks took martial arts, and he turned it into a fun workout. It really has no place as a self-defense class. It's nothing. It's fun. Yeah. They've taken martial arts, they've marketed it to the general public, and they've made it a fun way to get your body moving and lose some weight.
What are some of the other programs that are out there?
Oh, there's so many. There's the Jane Fonda is still out there. People still use that. There's...
I tell you the one, I don't know that you got it for me or mom got it for me, but it's called... Iron yoga?
Iron yoga is fantastic.
Well, the first time I started that reel, they said, grab 2-pound weights and be prepared. I thought, 2-pound? I'm not going to grab 2-pound weights. Give me them 10-pound weights. Oh, I got through about 7 minutes of that program, and I was crying like a little girl. So, but boy,
I think I was there that morning.
Oh, man. What a killer workout.
Yeah.
And I still do it occasionally, but I use the 2-pound weights.
Well, you know, things like yoga and iron yoga and power yoga, those are all fantastic things. They can build a lot of muscle. You don't need a lot of space. You need 10 or 2-pound weights.
That's right.
But it's not fun. People like, let me rephrase that. It's not the high energy, funny costumes, loud music that just gets you going. It's a totally different type of personality that's drawn to that. But it is good for everybody.
Now, I know gyms generally will receive a spike in membership right now. I've never joined a gym. I'm not the kind that likes to go work out with other people. I've joined you in a gym a couple times so you could help me with my technique and things like that. But I'm always uncomfortable in a gym. So I have my garage set up as Rosie's gym. And I'm one of those that just like to do it at home. So let's talk about... the starting points of a good workout routine to lose those 10 holiday pounds. And if you'd like some free advice on losing the 10 pounds or some space-saving ideas on a gym, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. In your car, you carry the big bouncy balls, the stretchy bands.
I carry the entire gym to all of my clients. And I carry... a physio ball, which is those big balls that you sit on. I carry a Bosu ball, which is those half balls that you balance on.
Okay.
And there's actually hundreds of exercises you can do that to give yourself a really well-balanced, dynamic workout. I carry resistance bands, medicine balls, which are the smaller balls that are really heavy. You can get them in different weights. And occasionally I'll carry free weights as well, but not always.
Now, if somebody wanted, so that basically fits in the trunk of your car, so it basically fit in any little cabinet or closet at the home. Mm-hmm. How much would someone have invested in that beginner gym setup?
That setup, the most expensive piece of what I just talked about is the BOSU ball, and you can generally find those for about $100.
Okay.
Sometimes on Amazon, you can find them for about $80, whatever. The physio ball is the big balanced ones you sit on, can be anywhere from $14 to $30, just depending on where you find them and where you buy them.
Okay.
The bands range from $8 to $20, depending on the resistance that you're using. And the medicine balls are usually about $14.
So for well under $200, you're completely set up with objects that can fit in a spare closet. Take them out when you want to use them and put them away when you don't.
Absolutely. I find, however, that it's most beneficial to leave them out and put them away only when you want to hide them, like when people are coming over.
Explain that.
Out of sight, out of mind. Okay. If you put your equipment away, you're not going to think about it. Or you're going to think, oh, that's going to be an extra 5 minutes to take them out, an extra 5 minutes to put them away. Do I really have that kind of time today?
And that's the one block you need not to exercise
and
that
that's,
day.
You don't need... People don't need very many excuses not to do it.
Even out, I'm sure there's plenty of days
even out,
it gets blown off or forgotten
even
about.
Even out, but I would like to remind people, 20 minutes is better than no minutes. 10 minutes is better than no minutes. 45 minutes is ideal.
Ooh.
It is the perfect number.
A day? 45 minutes a day?
Like 4 times a week.
Okay.
That is an ideal number of minutes.
But the type of workout can make a big difference as well. Like we've got this one, that crazy one called Extreme Insanity or whatever. And then you've got the Tai Bo, which is high energy.
Impact.
But that isn't always the answer to weight loss. So I'm going to want you to explain the difference when we get back of what type of workout would be best designed. Again, all I want to do is share with the folks, how can they in their home lose those 10 happy holiday pounds over the course of the next 6 to 12 months
All
when
right.
we get back.